You're listening to SBS News.
An increase in coronavirus cases in Papua New Guinea has put the Queensland government on alert. The country has now recorded 2,000 cases, and its health system is struggling to keep up with the demand. Given Queensland's close proximity to PNG, Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she has major concerns.
We have been assisting with some tests in Papua New Guinea, and out of the 500 tests that our health authorities have done for Papua New Guinea, 250 have come back positive. So this is a real concern. Papua New Guinea is on the doorstep of the Torres Strait and Queensland.
Queensland has recorded 6 new cases in hotel quarantine, and 2 of those cases are people from PNG. So far, there's been no community spread detected after a Brisbane doctor tested positive for COVID-19 after treating COVID patients. The doctor had not yet been vaccinated, and Deputy Chief Health Officer Sonia Bennett says getting at-risk workers inoculated is a priority.
We're not quite where we all want to be yet, and it's going to take some time. And even with one dose, as we saw in New South Wales, we can't assume healthcare workers won't yet get infected, or 2 doses for that matter, although 2 doses is much more reassuring.
New South Wales remains free of locally acquired cases after a security guard who'd received a first dose of the Pfizer vaccine tested positive on Sunday. The guard had worked at 2 quarantine hotels. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the case shows why it's important for frontline workers to be vaccinated as soon as possible.
Whilst it's always concerning to have a case anywhere outside of overseas travellers, it is not surprising. We always know that it is a high risk, and it validates our position of making sure we vaccinate all of our hotel quarantine workers first and foremost to minimise the risk.
The New South Wales opposition wants the government to go further and have security guards employed on a full-time basis at a single location to reduce the risk of the virus leaking into the community. So far, Australia's domestic borders remain open, and Premier Berejiklian has appealed to all the other states and territories to keep them open.
I would urge all state governments to give us a chance to demonstrate our capacity to get on top of this, to demonstrate our capacity that our vaccine rollout is really complementing the excellent work of our contact tracers.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.